I just had the most delicious fantasy. It concerns you reluctant cocksuckers out there. Some of you fantasize about sucking cock, but simply don't think you'd be able to seek it out and go through with it. Some of you want to journey through a cocksucking fantasy every time you call, but after you've come, I can tell you want to distance yourself from the insatiable faggot you just were 5 minutes ago as quickly as possible. I deeply wish I could get my hands on some of you in the flesh. I can just imagine you, naked and on your knees before my biggest strap-on, getting ready for yet another cocksucker training. You refer to the dildo securely ensconced in my harness as my cock when you beg to suck it. You want me to talk about how I'm training you for the real thing, with your wrists cuffed behind your back and connected to your ankles so you can't move. You think that part is just to deepen your descent into subspace. And before we begin, you remind me, just so you know, mistress, I'd never do this in real life. I'm not gay. Yes, yes, so you say. So you've said repeatedly since I began training you to suck cock. And you've definitely learned your lesson well. You close your eyes. You moan with contentment. You suck so hard your cheeks cave in. You gag wetly when I take hold of your head and fuck that throat pussy, but without a hint of backing away. There's even a point when you get so close to orgasm yourself, when your sucking becomes furious, when you throat my cock and moan in anticipation, as if you really expect, no hope, that 10 inches of molded silicone will somehow start squirting out nut juice. And when you squirt all over the floor in front of you and all over the tips of my stilettos, and I withdraw the dong, you bend down and clean it all up greedily. Did I mention that you are so excited by this training that you come without touching yourself? Cocksucker, you need a real cock, but I know you won't pursue one on your own. So one day, I'm going to let you think it's just another training session. I'll tell you that I want to make the cock-sucking fantasy even more real to you. So I want to get rid of all distractions. I'm going to blindfold you. And when I get you into your standard position, on your knees and restrained, my stud cock friend will creep up slowly and take my place in front of you. The musky, manly smell of his balls should probably tell you that something has changed, but it doesn't register before standing beside my big-dicked bull. You hear my voice give its customary command. Open your mouth and suck my cock. Your mouth falls open, and you lean forward slightly in anticipation, your own slutty little dicklet already standing straight out like a peg. And your mouth is immediately filled, the corners stretched, and the throat hole bumped by real, live cock meat. Almost simultaneously, one of his large, strong hands clamps down on the back of your neck, and the other easily palms your head like a basketball. I quickly drag a stool up behind you, and my leather-gloved hands grip your shoulders. I lean so close that you can smell my perfume with undertones of my lipstick, and I whisper tersely, "Don't you fucking pull away." At the sound of the command in my voice, you immediately stop struggling, but you still whimper a little bit through your nose. Worried about what it means, cocksucker, I take one hand from your shoulder and deftly undo the blindfold. Now do what you've been trained to do. and what we both know you want to do. Suck that cock. You know what happens next, cocksucker. All that training pays off. You do what you're told. Of course you do. But we both know it's not just a matter of doing what you're told. It's also a matter of admitting that it's what you want to do. What you've always wanted to do. You just needed a little encouragement. Did this little fantasy I've shared make you tingle? Should we imagine together the details of what comes next? How things end? Or rather, how they're just beginning? Well, you know where to find me. Check out my blog at sensual-dom.com for more of my femdom fantasies. Goodbye for now.